My name is Mary Kleinman, and I am with the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. And today I look forward to sharing with you some initial outcomes of a collaborative project between the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene and the Baltimore City Health Department. We're using surveillance data to identify people previously diagnosed with hepatitis C and link them back to care. And I have no disclosures or conflicts of interest to share. And I would like to give you an idea of what HCV looks like in Maryland, keeping in mind that incidence and prevalence estimates are unavailable based on surveillance data, as is the case in many states. Suffice to say that true prevalence is much higher than what we see reported through surveillance. HepView, which is a website that was recently launched by Emory's Rollins School of Public Health, uses NHANES, National Vital Statistics, and Census Bureau data to create state profiles for HCV prevalence across the country. And based on their algorithm, about 82,000 Maryland residents are positive for anti-HCV antibody, indicating past or present HCV infection. Baltimore City has reported about 40% of Maryland's cases of HCV in recent years. Shown here is a map of cases reported per 100,000 by county in 2015, and Baltimore City is circled there in the center. HCV is reportable in Maryland by both labs and healthcare providers. As you likely know, there have been enormous strides in the treatment of HCV within the past few years, and prior to about 2013, therapy was far less effective at achieving cure and was associated with debilitating side effects. So it was common for HCV to go unaddressed by providers and their patients. A lot of work is underway to make sure that those providers are bringing patients back into care and treatment. However, there are gaps that we are targeting with this program and others. Our approach with this program was to pull confirmed or probable HCV cases from NEDS, with most recent lab results reported between July 2014 and November 2015. The thought was that these were recent enough to reasonably expect that we would be able to locate patients, and it would also include a mix of patients who have fallen out of care as well as newly diagnosed patients. Outreach work began in December 2015. Contact information for patients and the most recent lab ordering provider were included in the data poll and allowed Baltimore City's highly motivated and ever-persistent program public health representative to reach out to providers and ask whether or not patients were considered to be out of care. So out of care was defined as never returning after initial diagnosis, not being seen for the last 6 months, or otherwise determined by the provider. When patients were thought to be out of care, their information was passed to the linkage to care manager, whose field investigation team uses a variety of tools to contact people and, when indicated, helps address any barriers that prevent them from seeing a healthcare provider. The linkage to care manager also receives requests directly from healthcare providers in Baltimore City, since his team has become known as a resource of last resort after outreach strategies in the clinical setting have been exhausted. Field follow-up, the process and outcomes are all documented in PRISM, which Maryland uses for STI surveillance and linkage to care documentation for HIV and HCV. You can see here, and we're thrilled to report, that the most common outcome of field follow-up has been linkage to care, which is defined as attending at least one clinical visit. Outside of that, about 18% of patients were found to actually be in care for HCV with another provider. Unfortunately, and likely due to the transient nature of many people in this patient population, the field team was unable to locate about 26% of the patients for whom investigations were initiated, despite multiple attempts. However, these results are still considered very positive and worth continued support of what is considered a novel approach to data to care for HCV. The program has now been expanded to include Baltimore County, where a full-time HCV linkage to care specialist joined the Baltimore County Health Department in March 2017. We're working with Baltimore City and Baltimore County to identify the best targeted cases for recurring NEDS pulls based on date of most recent lab results. We're also continuing internal conversations about how to expand NEDS reporting to include negative HCV RNA results so viral clearance can be identified before reaching out to providers. We plan to use linkage to care outcomes information to update NEDS and create a clearer picture of HCV in Maryland. So I'd like to acknowledge people who've been engaged in this program in various ways and thank all of you for your attention and interest in this topic.